You're listening to Say Something with Yossi Kuti on the Busted Free Radio.
Every Sunday starts around 10, 10:30, and usually
teams of investigators raided the home of suspected gunman Michael Page late Sunday,
white males,
searching for additional
darkly,
weapons and any clues to explain his deadly rampage.
Came in and opened fire on the
they believe Page was a
visual sense of the chaos that was happening inside that vehicle. The white supremacist
And we do have some new information when the gunman was captured with a rifle, handgun, and gas mask, and he told authorities there are explosives in my residence in Melbourne that the suspect apartment complex, which is in North Aurora, is on lockdown for search, and they're searching for explosives.
It's believed that the reports of multiple shooters were likely reports of the same shooter from different perspectives.
When it was finally all over,
I could have been without my whole family. Not one relative to mom and dad.
Effort 250 local officers from across Metro as Clayton Sandel was going to join us
Michael
again
Page late Sunday, searching for additional weapons and any clues to explain
right
his deadly rampage. Authorities tell ABC News they believe Page, who was a Hawk missile system repairman in the Army and then became a psychological operations specialist, may have been a white supremacist. Police say the shooting began around 10:30 Sunday morning as many inside the Sikh temple were gathering for worship. Witnesses said the first shots came outside as Page approached the building and opened fire, killing two before heading into the temple. Inside mayhem as more white members of the temple hid in closets, sheltering children from a spray of bullets. That's when Hardeep Kalyana got a frantic call from inside the temple.
He just called me from my dad's phone. My dad shot on the ground. They came to the ambulance and right now. And my mom's hiding in the closet right now.
The three-speed holster. The most versatile holster in the world. And probably the most comfortable holster in the world. Because of the three-speed draw, the most comfortable holster. ever.
Because of the heroic actions of our officers.
Deep concealment inside the waistband and the midsection.
Outside of the temple, however.
Real magic is in the way it transitions from holster to holster and back, fluidly and covertly. You can take it from deep concealment to inside the waistband in a crowd of people, and no one will know. Okay. And probably the most comfortable holster you've ever worn. Because of the 3-speed draw cone, the most comforting holster ever conceived. Deep concealment inside the waistband and a midsection holster. The real magic is in the way it transitions from holster to holster and back, fluidly and covertly. You can take it from deep concealment to inside the waistband in a crowd of people, and no one will know. Three holsters in one. And at the end of the day, it folds into a fourth storage holster. There are a lot of things that make this holster special. Another big one is the 3-speed draw cone. You don't know what a draw cone is. That's because the 3-speed is the only holster that has this feature. Your thumb causes the back plate to form into a cone. This helps to guide your hand to the proper position every time. You never need to readjust your grip. Before you even draw your weapon, your hand is already in the perfect firing position. Another advantage to the draw cone is the way it releases the retention on your weapon. When the cone is activated, it opens up the firearm pocket, decreasing the level of retention of the firearm. It literally puts the backside of your weapon on 2 rails. This allows for a smooth, clean draw every time. In deep concealment, draw the standard way using 2 hands. Or if the situation calls for it, draw with 1 hand using the back plate to help guide your hand down to the firearm. In high-stress situations, improper grip on a firearm can cost people their lives. The 3-speed holster helps to guide your hand into the proper position so the gun is drawn perfectly every time. Thank you, Pierre. Pierre, talk about some other things. When a firearm is in a holster, there should be absolutely no possible way that the trigger can be pulled. The 3-speed incorporates a very dense material hidden inside the holster. This is what forms the trigger guard and keeps us safe.
Shopping malls, movie theaters, we have to wonder now. Once the dust settles, and that option is going to be some days here.
The 3-speed holster is custom fit to your firearm, your spare magazine, and your body. We don't just add extra length to the straps. For larger sizes, you get a larger holster. There's so many of your. The 3-speed holster, the most versatile holster in the world, one of the most comfortable and the most comforting as well.
They don't have any ties to organizations, so it's hard to get information developed about them. They show up.
and they show up at soft targets and they start shooting. This is something that the FBI trains for. The Homeland Security Department is quite concerned about. They prepare for these kinds of things. As you see what happened in Colorado, the FBI immediately got dozens and dozens of agents at the scene, not only to deal with victims, but also to begin to do a detailed background check on the individual. And the reason why they do that is they want to get a clear portrait and see if there's a nexus to terrorism. Because one of the things you would be concerned about is, are there going to be more incidents? Are there going to be additional incidents in that area? Again, they've identified
the human being is the whole. He is the society. He is the separate human individual. He is the factor which brings about this chaos.
Yes, I'm
therefore,
following that very
he
closely.
Is the world, and the world is him.
Yes. Therefore, if he changes,
the whole thing
everything
is
changes. If he doesn't change, nothing changes.
As Einstein was to Newton.
Children's Hospital in Aurora, we've mentioned that there are several hospitals treating people, but Children's Hospital
millions of people from all over the world were drawn to his vision.
That we talked about a minute ago, because of the Batman and summer Family break. Night at the movies, summer break, the kids are out of school. You can imagine one, several hundred people in that theater. Many had to be parents and young kids who were going just for a night at the movies, and it turned into this. So confirmation already that one of the victims here was just 6 years
old. Just 6 years old, and witnesses within theater say he was just, this gunman was just random, and it just seemed like he was just randomly making his targets.
Sitting ducks they were. And Pierre, let me bring you back in just for a second. Talk a little bit more about
what we are trying
targets here.
During all these discussions and talks here is to see if we cannot radically bring about a transformation of the mind. Not accept things as they are. Not revolt against it. Revolt doesn't answer a thing. But to understand it, to go into it, to examine it, give your heart and your mind with everything that you have to find out, a way of living differently.
The speaker is Krishnamurti. He is a man who cannot be placed in a simple category like philosopher or religious leader. He is, however, one of the more challenging and creative men of our time. In South India and educated in England, he has followed a singular and original path of thought, free of factionalism and dogma.
Can you give us your perspective on
got the capacity,
in terms of their reaction,
the energy, the sufficient intelligence to go into ourselves, look at ourselves, face ourselves, never escaping from us. We've got all the energy to put in. Think what energy is needed to go to the moon center. Enormous cooperative energy, drive. But apparently, when it comes to us, we kind of become slack. Nobody's going to give it to you. That's one absolute fact, irrefutable fact. Because we have had leaders, we have had teachers, we have had saviors, we have had every kind of outside agency. And the misfortune is, we are, because we don't know ourselves, we're destroying other human beings. We're destroying this marvelous earth.
He traveled
2005 or so, we had the Virginia Tech shooting, dozens killed. These things happen on a regular basis in the United States. Multiple shootings like this. Unfortunately, it's individuals who are sometimes unstable, sometimes they have political motivations, but often, as we saw in the Tucson shooting, it's a deranged individual with no real, clear, sane reason for the activity.
Pierre, I want to ask you real quick about the gun laws in Colorado. Is it true that the Colorado gun laws, they don't require the registration of any particular type of firearm? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but do you know anything about the gun laws and the restrictions there in Colorado?
Well, unfortunately, it varies from state to state, and I'm not familiar with Colorado's particular gun laws. But
do what you will, it'll be right action.
People can buy and own weapons.
It'll never bring conflict to one's life.
Authorities, there were over 200 million guns already in circulation.
So it's important to see that jealousy, antagonism, conflict and all the pain of relationship has no place in love. Where is love? And can one be free of all that? Not tomorrow, now.
Stay here with ABC for the very latest on this unfolding story, including Good Morning America coming up in many markets in just a few minutes. And we send our thoughts and prayers to everyone in Aurora. Thank you for watching ABC News.
This has been a special report from ABC News.
Hello. Today we are experiencing unprecedented events and unprecedented actions. Which you fight, you become. If I am angry and you meet me with your anger, what is the result? More anger, of course. You have become that which I am. If I am evil, and you fight me with evil, does that mean that you also become evil? However righteous you may feel, If I am brutal, and I use brutal methods to overcome me, then you become brutal like me. And this is what we have done for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Surely there is a different approach than to meet hate with hate. If I use violent methods to quell anger in myself, then I am using wrong means for a right end, and therefore the right end ceases to be. In this, there is no understanding. There's no transcending anger. And anger is to be studied tolerantly and understood. It is not to be overcome through violent means. Anger may be the result of many causes, and without comprehending them, there is no escape from an anger. We have created the enemy, the bandit, and becoming ourselves the enemy in no way brings about an end to the enemy. We have to understand the cause of enemy and cease to feed it by our thoughts, feelings, and actions. This is an arduous task, demanding constant self-awareness and intelligent pliability. For what we are, the society, the state is. The enemy and the friend are the outcome of our thought and action. We are responsible for creating enemy. So it is more important to be aware of our own thought and action than to be concerned with the foe and the friend. For right thinking puts an end to division. Love transcends the friend and the enemy. Please, if you are experiencing violent means and violent ends, prejudice, terrorism, irrational thinking, you can call me. My number is 617-454-4237. A fear for the stability. In other news, that is a constant, besides shooting innocent people, there are people shooting down innocent murals and art. I always believe people's comments to be a reflection of themselves. There have been many comments about a mural put up in Boston by the Big Dig ventilation building. A lot of people who like watching Fox News have agreed that it looks like a terrorist. Susan Loick from Boston said it looks like a doll head. And others say it's like a gang ninja, or it's disgusting. Maybe it's a Taliban fighter and a tribute to Obama's birthday. and a moron commentator said it was finally a building worth crashing a plane into. And a person, Jason Mendoza, wrote that he's going down there tonight and painting an American flag over it. Somebody named Scott Englehart called the artwork an Allah-loving United States hating individual sect. And Tim Decker wrote, ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous, true. There are many ethnics that make up America. This is not representation if America or Boston. If you wanna do something safe, put up the logos of our sports team. I hope the lady that threw yellow paint of the statue in the comment will do the same to this. Absolutely ridiculous. And someone by the name of K.L.N. Wood said this was a surefire way to prove how racist and ignorant people are in America. We have a caller.
Yeah, sir.
Hello, caller.
Hello, yeah, sir.
Yes, caller. And how are you feeling today?
I'm doing well. I was a little worried because last week's show, I was misinformed that you were dead. So I'm so glad to hear your voice that you're alive.
Yes, yes. I've not been around for weeks, so I cannot comment on the previous show or story that you experienced.
Oh, you shouldn't have that guest radio host back. He's giving off some negative vibes, I think.
Yeah. I don't even know what you're talking about. But I will be sure to listen to the recap of the archive. Say something with Yossi Kuti on the www.ggyd.com. website, where you can listen to all your favorite shows over and over and over again.
Or was that www.gjyd.com?
Or I think it's .org. O-R-G.
GJYD.org.
Yes, yes, that's it. I'm afraid that someone bought that.com and wanted us to pay $50,000 to take it away from them.
Oh, that's just awful. That's just awful, yeah.
Yes, it's a white man supremacist world out there.
I have to agree. I work as a tree hugger.
Yes.
It's very difficult work. Simply because there's so many trees out there, and it's hard to hug each one.
Yes,
it is. The people that offer the most resistance to be hugging their trees are white supremacists.
Yes. Yes, you always have to be careful, because they might shoot you down first. And never ask questions later.
Oh, yes. If they ask questions at all.
Yes, sir.
They're not the question-asking type, not to generalize, but that's what I find.
Yes. They are scared based upon fears. Fears of the other. When the enemy is not the other, the enemy is you.
Yes, I understand what you mean by that, yes.
Yes.
our own fears are our worst enemy. And we often imagine this avatar, this algorithm of all evil, and it's everything that we're not, and so we end up developing this fear of everything that we're not.
Yes, but we are. We become what we fear and what we fight against. Yes.
So long as people stay in ignorance and they just talk to people that reaffirm that false belief, then
yes,
all this nastiness will just stay around.
Yes, and how do you feel about the Osgemos mural that was put up in the Boston ventilation system?
The Boston destination system?
Yes. Have you seen the mural, or are you calling in about the Sikh shootings in Wisconsin?
I saw that on my news feed this morning. Such a tragedy.
Yes,
it's hard to even comment on. All the media just wants quick answers. They're so quick to profile people, and there's no quick answers for the media.
No, there's not.
No. I'm not familiar with the Boston situation. What happened there? Yossi, please fill me in and talk to me.
Yes, if you have not seen it, there was some jams. Those jams that put up a mural in the Boston, and it's bringing out the racistness and ignorance of people, because they say it looks like a terrorist or towel heads. Some people think it looks like a gay ninja, and they just don't want it to be there. One person said that they would like a plane to crash into it, like the 9/11.
Oh, that's just awful. Let me pull this up on my computer to take a look at it. Oh, yes, there it is.
Yes.
Oh, it's wonderful. It looks just wonderful. If it was a giant tree, I would hug the thing.
I know. And you know, everyone who wears a headscarf is not a terrorist. I think that is what we need to learn this weekend, especially after a gunman shoots down innocent people that wears towels on their head.
Yes. I find it interesting how the U.S., yes, is so quick to label people as terrorists, except when they're white.
Yes.
Timothy McVeigh, and look at the guy who did the Batman shooting in Colorado. They aren't classifying him as a terrorist. Why not?
Yes.
It's very disconcerting.
Yes, and it's very terrifying. Very terrifying. Maybe you have just solved the answer to our problem, that all of these white people are the terrorists.
I think America needs to fear white young men.
Yes.
They're the most angry segment of the population.
Yes.
They get their arms right away.
Yes. They own all the guns. They own all of the guns in the world. And they sell them for drugs. Or they just shoot people down. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I am in a box. And I do not see what goes on.
You are in a safer place than the rest of us, Yossi. It's hard to be outdoors. You know, you don't want to give in to the fear.
Yes.
And yet, all these fearful people carrying guns and hatred, you know, it does have an effect of making you hesitate to step outside your door.
Yes. Yes. But what am I to do? I cannot allow this to happen.
I don't know. I think they all need to take the time and listen to people like you, and that would make the world a better place. They would learn to unleash their hatred and reach out to their fellow human beings, regardless of their color or creed or whatever it is that they fear.
Yes. Yes. They must.
It sounds all hippy-dippy, but the hippies were really on to something with that. It was a new idea, and it still is a new idea, I think. You know, embrace the world, embrace a tree. Let
yes.
go of your fear.
Yes, sir. Are you what they call the hippie?
No, I'm far too young to be a hippie. If I sound old, it's because I've been smoking all my life.
Oh, yes.
Taking a toll on my voice box.
I hope you have been smoking the right stuff and not just the nicotines.
No, I haven't. I've been smoking the heat sticks.
Yes, good. That is what you're supposed to smoke.
Yes. 2 liter Diet Coke.
That's a 20 ounce.
Oh dear.
You can. I'll
correct that immediately.
Yes, you can drink the 2 liter as well, I believe. But you get the most benefit from the 20 ounce.
It'll be hard for me to go from the metric system back to the old system. But
yes.
I will try. I will try for the sake of my own bodily health.
Yes. Yes. Your golden health will appreciate it.
Have you had a very golden week this week, Yossi?
I tell you, I've been transferred from cell to cell and from rooms to rooms. I even was visited by paranormal activity. And all I want is a good night's sleep, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, a good night's sleep. It's truly a thing of beauty. I think the world's stress and sexual frustration would just be lifted if people could just get a good night's sleep on a regular basis.
Yes, yes. And just do what you need to do without caring what other people think. You know? If you want to love a bar of soap, so be it. But love something. If you want to love a tree, that's fine with me. But love something. And love it well.
Love something, let it sleep.
Yes, yes. We must let it sleep.
Give it a chance to rest so that it could be at its best on the following day.
Yes, I am going to take a conference call with you, caller. Hold on for a second, please.
Oh, sure, yes.
Hello?
Hello, Yossi.
Hello, caller.
I just want to say that I'm sitting in a Mexican restaurant right now with my son. And, well...
Oh, that's remarkable. That's lovely.
Yes, yes.
And I must say that, you know, it's just wonderful how living here up in the Northeast, I'm still able to, because of this bravery of these people coming down here, riding on the backs of mules, we're able to taste the fine cuisine.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good point, yes.
It's remarkable how America are so much different ethnicities and fine cuisines.
You think that by this point we'd all be over all the canned foods, the what do you call it, who are the people that are trying to call themselves the establishment, all the canned foods and TV dinners would be passé, and they'd welcome all the wonderful dishes that just come from all over the place.
Yes, it's true. If America just welcomed,
I could only eat so much veg all.
Yes.
Get rid of TV dinners and lay down an enchilada or some kimchi or some collard greens.
Yes, and white America would not be so fat.
That's true, yes. More chemicals in foods, no more preservatives.
Ready, it's ready.
High fructose corn syrup.
Yes. The weight.
Well, Yasi, if you have time after your show, I don't know where you are or exactly who you are, but you should come down and join us here.
Yes, I will.
That's a little bear, my son. That's a little bear.
Yes. Oh,
don't let him pet little bears.
It's okay.
What kind of father are you that you're letting your son play with little bears?
Is it a grizzly bear?
Is it a live bear?
Of course it's alive.
I even have to say that when people begin to classify themselves as animals to invite others who might look like them, I think that's a wonderful thing. If you want to be a bear and you like to climb trees and search for honey, you do that.
Yes. If you want to grow out your beard, you do that.
Yes. Sounds good.
Yes. If you want to hug a tree, naked, go ahead. I'm not stopping you. You're only stopping yourself.
That's all I needed to hear.
Yes?
I'm going to go climb this tree naked right now.
Do it.
Okay, thank you, Kasi. It's been a very, very enlightening 2 minutes. I always appreciate your wisdom. And to the other caller, keep your kid away from live bears, but you can keep them here any other kind.
Yes. Yes, ferrets are very cute for pets.
Oh, well, I better go now, guys. I apologize, but this the one thing that I love the cuisine, you know, I love the food, but darn me if I don't hate the music.
You don't what?
Yes.
But darn me if I don't hate the music.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe you should listen to more of it.
Yes.
Give me the Glenn Miller Band any day of the week, I'd say.
That's kind of disgusting.
Or Honky Tonk. Honky Tonk.
Yes. Honky Tonk.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye, caller. Goodbye, Yasi. I need to shed these clothes and climb very high.
Yes. Climb high, and maybe you'll rescue a cat. And you can put him in their closet. Rescue the cat and put him in your closet.
Oh, yes. If I see any cats, I'll be sure to throw them right down.
Yes.
For they always land on their feet.
Yes. They do.
And that's not a myth. Okay, goodbye, Yasi. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Enjoy your time. Okay. Trees. We need to hug more trees. We need to hug more trees. If we all hugged trees together, we will not live in isolation. As I always say, a relationship in isolations and shootings, so long as you have a frontier, rather national, economic, religious, or social, it's an obvious fact that there cannot be peace in the world. Because this process for isolation is a process for the search for power. And whether one is seeking power individually, or for a racial or national group, there must be isolation. Because the very desire for this power, for position, is separation. After all, that is what each one wants, is it not? He wants a powerful position in which he can dominate, whether at home, in the office, or in a bureaucratic regime. Each one is seeking power, and in seeking power, he will establish a society which is based on power, military, industrial, economic, and so on, which is again obvious. It is not the desire for power in its very nature isolating. I think it is very important to understand this, because the man who wants a peaceful world, a world in which there are no wars, no shootings, no appalling destructions, he must understand this fundamental question. A man who is affectionate, who is kindly and has no sense of power, and therefore this such a man is not bound to any nationality or to any flag. He has no flag. There is no such thing as living in isolation. No country, no people, no individual can live in isolation. Yet because you are seeking power in so many different ways, you breed isolation. The nationalist is a curse, because through his very nationalistic, patriotic spirit, he is creating a wall of isolation. He is so identified with his country that he built a wall against another. And what happens when you build a wall against something? That something is constantly beating against your wall. And when you resist something, the very resistance indicates that you are in conflict with the other. So nationalism, which is a process of isolation, which is the outcome of the search for power, cannot bring about a peace in the world. The man who is a nationalist and talks of brotherhood is telling a lie. He is living in a state of contradiction. You may ask, can one live in the world without the desire for power, for position, or for authority? And obviously one can. One does when one does not identify oneself with something greater. This identification with something greater, the party, the country, the race, the religion, or God, is a search for power. Because you, in yourself, are empty, dull, and weak, you like to identify yourself with something greater. And that desire to identify yourself with something greater is the desire for power. Relationship is a process of self-revelation. And without knowing oneself, the ways of one mind and heart, merely to establish an outward order, a system, a cunning formula, has very, very little meaning. What is important is to understand oneself in relation with another. Then relationship becomes not a process of isolation, but of movement in which you discover your own motives, your own thoughts, your own pursuits, and that very discovery is the beginning of liberation and the beginning of transformation. Hence, the enemy is not the other. The enemy is you.
Speed holster, the most versatile holster in the world, and probably the most comfortable holster you've ever worn. Because of the 3-speed draw cone, the most comforting holster ever conceived. Deep concealment inside the waistband and a midsection holster. The real magic is in the way it transitions from holster to holster and back, fluidly and covertly. You can take it from deep concealment to inside the waistband in a crowd of people, and no one will know a thing. Holster. There are a lot of things that make this holster special. Another big one is the 3-speed draw cone. If you don't know what a draw cone is, that's because the 3-speed is the only holster that has this feature. When drawing your firearm, your thumb causes the back plate to form into a cone. This helps to guide your hand into the proper position every time. You never need to readjust your grip. Before you even draw your weapon, your hand is already in the perfect firing position.
One must have
Another advantage to the draw cone is the way it releases the retention on your weapon. When the cone is activated, it opens up the firearm pocket, decreasing the level of retention of the firearm. It literally puts the backside of your weapon on two rails. This allows for a smooth, clean draw every time.
Of those hills beyond.
The speaker is Krishnamurti.
That noise of a motor.
He is a man who cannot be placed in a simple category like philosopher or religious leader. He is, however, one of the more challenging and creative men of our time. Born in South India in 1897 and educated in England, he has followed a singular and original path of thought free of factionalism and dogma. This is the first of 8 half-hour programs, and the first time that Krishnamurti has allowed his talks and private conversations to be filmed. The principal settings are the Oak Grove in Ojai, California, and the Thatcher School in the Ojai Valley. Ideas explored in this series range from what Krishnamurti calls the present crisis in consciousness to an examination of war, violence, love, pleasure and pain, the aging of the body, and death.
Saying how very important it is to bring about in the human mind a radical revolution. The crisis, and there are always crises in the world, especially now, it seems to me, is a crisis in country. That anymore accept the old norms, the old patterns, the ancient traditions, a particular way of life, whether it is the American way or the European way or the Asiatic way. And considering what the world is now, with all the misery, conflict, destructive brutality, aggression, tremendous advancement in technology, and so on. It seems to me, though man has cultivated the external world and has more or less mastered it, inwardly, he's still as he was. A great deal of animal in him is still brutal, violent, aggressive, acquisitive, competitive, and he has built a society along these lines. What do you think is happening to the whole American people as a whole? With the automation, with electronic brains, with, you know what I mean? The whole setup. What is happening and where are they going? You understand?
I think an increasing number of them are beginning to ask themselves the question as to whether or not there may be alternative forms of human behavior. Uh-huh. Because they have.
And what do they do? Because by then, after asking questions and all the rest of it, they're almost finished, you know. They're ready for the grave. And in Europe, the phenomena there is the same as here, more or less. The production is more, perhaps, than in America, even.
In Germany, what's
in Germany, of course. And Russia is now doing the same. So, take all these parts. Put them together, China, Japan, whole of Asia, India included, and then Europe, America, China. Where is it all moving? What we are concerned with is the understanding of the whole process of life.
with all its complexity.